have no idea, perhaps, just how interested I am in World War II and frankly in Valley City. Some of you know that I have a lot of family here. My mother has two sisters here in Valley City, and their families raised their families here. One has since gone to be with God, and the other still here. And so we get here a lot. I grew up in Kindred, just down the street a little ways. Love the Catherine Road and Highway 46, all of that. This is near and dear. And PetroServe USA is where I eat most of my meals between Fargo and. But anyway, I love the popcorn. Anyway, all of that said, in fact, I stopped there a couple of weeks ago and a town hall broke out. I don't know how it happened, but I was just trying to go to the restroom. But anyway, it was all good. It's all good. So in my career, the most fun I've ever had at work was being North Dakota's tourism director. And so the bridges of Valley City have always been part of the fabric. We've identified several of them for movie sets and for TV sets and all kinds of things. But perhaps the most significant part of my public service had nothing to do with any of my jobs. It was when I had the opportunity to be the chairman of the Rough Rider Honor Flight. And we raised about $1 million to send about 100 World War II veterans to see the memorial in their honor that the vast majority never saw. It was a memorial that was built far too late for many of them to be able to see it. And so I remember raising the money for the first flight, and once the first flight took place, raising money for the next four was really easy because everybody was on board. And it's not surprising that everyone was on board when they hear the story of World War II veterans not all that long ago. Because what this designation that you all have earned, by the way, you earned it. My letter was just me getting on the train that had already left the station and go as it went by the viewing stand, quite honestly. And you did the work. But it wasn't just you all who did the work in applying and writing the letters and making the case. It was the people that actually made the case that really earned this designation. And I love so much that it's Valley City that earned North Dakota's, because I love the fact that it's the smallest city in the country to receive this designation. Why? Because it's the small communities of America that contributed the most to the effort. You guys, you know that in World War II, 12% of the population of our country literally served. By that I mean put on the uniform. 12%. Today it's about 0.5%. Now, our wars are different, for sure, but that's what it is. But even back then, when it was 12% nationally, it was much higher in North Dakota, and even much higher than that in Valley City, North Dakota. And you know what? The same is largely true today. I think in North Dakota, our population size up at about four times the average of the national population. We're patriotic people, but we're responsible people. And that's why. And of course, the war to end all wars, as they thought it would be, just much like they thought World War One would be. But we're reminded on a regular basis, and we're certainly reminded on the 250th birthday of our nation. My sixth great-grandfather died at Bunker Hill, the first battle of the Revolution, Jabez Cleveland. And I love reading about it. I love learning about it. I'm honored by that fact, but we're reminded every day that the cost of freedom is vigilance, as Theodore Roosevelt said as we celebrate the 250th and open his library, that the cost of liberty is vigilance by today's generations. So what's so great about this spectacular facility and this great heritage, World War II heritage designation, isn't that we just honor the past. It's that we are reminded of how to live in the future, how to live as free people. That's the best thing we can do for those that made the ultimate sacrifice. And by the way, you know what happens when 12% of your population serves in a war? The other 88 do as well. And your designation, earned by your letters, earned by the fact that everybody in Valley City participated World War II in one way or another. And I'd say in Valley City, more than just about every other city in America, one way or another, is rather spectacularly compared to other places. Not that everybody didn't participate, but you participated in really, really big ways. What does that mean? That means that going forward, it means going forward, you still have to. As you fight for a bigger piece of the pie, as you try to get more people to stop on that fast-moving interstate that now they can go 80 miles an hour past you, right? It doesn't make it easier. Oh, Highway 10 was kind of nice for the retail industries along the way. But we don't have Highway 10 anymore. We have an 80-mile-per-hour thoroughfare. So I know that every day it's you get up and you grind it out and you find new ways to be relevant. The mayor, when you become mayor of a town like Valley City, one of two things happened. Either you love the place so much and you want to give back something to it, or you forgot to show up when they were signing petitions and you got stuck with it. But you chose it. You chose it, and it's the highest calling in any community of this size. State legislature, similarly. School board, church council, that's the toughest politics I've ever done, church council. But you serve. We serve at a higher level because that's our contribution in honoring the people that this place honors, and that is the people that stood in the gap for us and for the world at a really difficult time. We're at a difficult time now, folks. I serve on the Senate Armed Services Committee, and I serve on the Senate Committee on Veterans Affairs. I spend a lot of time at the Pentagon. I spend a lot of time talking to the Secretary of War, the Deputy Secretary of War, the Chiefs of Staff of each of the services, the Commander-in-Chief for that matter. We're living in probably as dangerous times as we ever have. So the lesson that you teach and show people here and in this town, and by the way, I think the window signs are phenomenal. I think that the interpretive signs are just fantastic. They're well done. They have the advantage of being true. I come from a place where only about half the stuff that you hear is true. But they have, and they're informative, and they're inspirational, and they're convenient. All the right things to get a message across. So just, I'm here to just celebrate with you, congratulate you on a job well done.